Erev Tov Rabotai. So, interesting to note, tomorrow the yeshiva is going on a trip, and there's going to be a lot of driving. So, there is a halachan shulchan aruch that actually brings down from the tour and from earlier poskim, according to Maran, there are similarities and differences between tefillat haderech and birkat hagomim. Okay? So now, I'll read this to you, and then we'll break it down. Maran says, Siman Rishu Tlet, Sa'iv Zayn. Be'ashkenaz v'tzarfat, en mevarchim sh'olchim me'ir le'ir, sh'lo chiyivu, ela be'olchim mitbarot d'shchicha b'chayot ra'ot v'listim. Just as a little background, there are four categories of people that are obligated to recite Birkat HaGomel, v'simanach, chayim. Chavush, which is a person who's in jail, Yam, person who crosses the sea, Yisurim, person who is sick, and Midbar, person who crosses the desert. Common, by the way, where does the Gemara learn all of them out of? Brachot Afnun Dalet Amud Bet, it's all learned out of one Pirik in Tehilim. All of the Dine Birkat HaGomel is learned out from Tehilim Pirik, Kuf Zayin. Yored Hayam Ba'oniot, Oseh Melacha B'mayim Rabim. All of the categories of people are learned after that mizmor. One of them is traveling the desert. What's the common denominator between all four categories and why a person has to say Birkat HaGomel? They're all dangerous. Bizman shebet hamikdash haya kayam, a person who went through any one of these things, Birkat HaGomel wouldn't cut it. You need to bring a korban. You have to bring a korban todah. Nowadays, that there's no korban todah, the chachamim said, okay, Birkat HaGomel can take the place of korban todah. In Ashkenaz and Tzarfat, the minhag was only for crossing the desert does a person make Birkat HaGomel. But for traveling from one city to another, that's not considered dangerous enough, and therefore you don't make Birkat HaGomel. Hold on. Now, it says, that's why, by the way, according to Rav Moshe and others, even flying from one city to another, unless you're flying over a body of water, there's a machloket among poske Ashkenaz. For instance, let's say you're flying from, you know, one place to another in the continental United States, and you're not traveling, you're not flying over the ocean, according to many poske Ashkenaz, including Rav Moshe and others, you would not make Birkat HaGomel. You'd make Tfilat HaDerech, but not Birkat HaGomel. Yeah.
Rav Reuven Feinstein himself told me, and I actually have the dates for this, that he would make Birkat HaGomel for this, like for flying anywhere, because he's on the air.
Rav Moshe was not so fond of it, neither was Rav Shlom Zalman, only over a body of water. So, mikol makom, that's with regards to that. Maran disagrees. Says, ubisparad na'agu, no'agim, levarech, mipnish kol ha'drachim b'cheskat sakana. Umiyo, so, the minhag ha'sfaradim that the Torah brings down was way back when, that all of the drachim, any intercity travel that a person takes, the halacha is that you have to make Birkat HaGomel. Interesting, just traveling from city to city, why? Kol ha'drachim b'cheskat sakana. All of the roads are considered dangerous. Anytime you travel, there's some sort of danger involved, and therefore, Tfilat HaDerech and Birkat HaGomel are contingent upon one another. How so? Says Maran, "Umi hu befachot miparsa eno mevarech, v'mumakom muchzak besakana biyoter afilu befachot miparsa." Which means, in general, just like Tfilat HaDerech, you'd only make on a travel of parsa, which is about 72 minutes, right? Parsa is 4 min. Every min is about 18 minutes. 18 times 4 is 72. So over there, you'd make a bracha of Tfilat HaDerech. Over there, according to Maran, you'd also make Tfilat Birkat HaGomel for Shi'ur Parsa. Yeah, go ahead. It's not. I don't know. It's just a mistake. Yeah. When you're Chayav, I guess maybe if you're Mesupak, if there's enough time, whatever, but if you're Chayav to say it, you have to say Shem Malchut, Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tfilah. And if not, so. Now, that's according to Maran. In general, you need to be traveling a Shi'ur Parasa, unless you're traveling through a place that's overly dangerous, which means, let's say you're going into, interesting thing, I watched this last week by Maran Zichron Mechaz Yartzeit, they put out a video, You ever heard of the organization Yad Lachim?
Mm-hmm.
They rescue, you know, Jewish women and their children from Arab villages. They got married, whatever, long story. So if you're traveling in there, you're going into Jenin, you're going into, you know, all these Arab villages, that's Mesukan Me'od. So even though it's very close, if you go in and out, you have to make Birkat HaGomel, according to Maran, because it's an overly dangerous place. Even if it's less than Shi'ud Parsa, because your life is mamash, overtly in danger, you have to make Birkat HaGomel. Yeah.
Is Birkat HaGomel and Tefillah Derech synonymous?
With regards to traveling, yeah.
I mean,
Tefillah Derech, that's it. Now, Maran is l'shitato for another halacha. Now, how come Minhag Ashkenaz, there's not even a Ramah, how come there's no Ramah on this halacha?
Because Maran breaks down in Minhag Ashkenaz?
There doesn't need to be, because Maran himself writes with the Minhag. It's a little bit interesting because Ramah is usually the quoter of the Minhag Ashkenazim. Over here, Maran himself says what Minhag Ashkenaz is. So, according to the Ashkenazim, the reason why they don't make Birkat HaGomel for intercity travel is because it's not considered that dangerous. Crossing a desert, that's dangerous. You know, there's wild animals, there's gannavim, there's, you know, you could die of thirst, all sorts of things. So over there, that's extremely dangerous. You make Birkat HaGomel. However, if it's just traveling from one city to another, even if it's a parsa, according to Minhag Ashkenazim, you don't make. Similarly, Maran also says there's a machloket between Maran and Poskei Ashkenaz about an illness. You know, one of the things that you make Birkat HaGomel for is illness. If a person was ill and then he recovers, the halacha is, you make Birkat HaGomel. What happens? What kind of illness do you make Birkat HaGomel for recovering? What kind of illness?
Flu?
According to Maran, any illness that makes you bedridden, which means flu, COVID, fever, something that, and even if not, a person got so sick that, you know, we find this also in Siman Shin Lamed Chet, in Orach Chaim, with regards to Ilchot Shabbat. In general, you know, you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbat. Maran says, what's the reason for that? Zera Mishum Shchikat Samanim. In general, they used to make medicines by crushing up all sorts of herbs and stuff like that. The Chachamim were concerned that if we allowed you to take medicine, that would lead to crushing herbs. However, that's only for a person who's mitchazek veholich kibari. That's for a person who is getting, you know, there are some illnesses that you can kind of walk it off. You know what I'm saying? You get better progressively. But there are other kinds of illnesses that you don't. Maran says there are two situations where a person would be able to take medicine on Shabbat. When a person's actually a chole. In halakha, what's considered a chole? How do you define ill? According to halakha, Maran brings two definitions. Number one is chalat kol gufo. If as a result of the illness, his entire body hurts. You know, sometimes you feel like that, your whole body's in pain. Muscle aches, whatever it is, that's chole. Chole she'en bo sakana, but it's still a chole. Then there's something else, another agdara that Maran brings, which is called, even if it's not chalak kol gufo, nafal mishkav. You're so weak, you're so ich, that you need to lie down. Over there, that's called a chole, with regards to ilchot Shabbat. What other halakha do you know about chole on Shabbat? You're allowed to do melacha lide goy for chole. Yeah? Let's say a person's not feeling well on Shabbat, you're not pikuach nefesh, he just has the flu. And he needs a soup. Can you ask a goy to cook him a soup on Shabbat? Muta. If he really needs it, he can ask a goy. Yeah? What about Bishul Akum?
Yes. We learned in the summer kula.
What about Bishul Akum for this guy? Machloket, Ran, Rashba, and Rabbeinu Aharon al-Levi. The final Saif in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel in Nure De'ah, Saif Yud Gimel. Maran over there brings down, says the Machloket. Rabbeinu Aharon al-Levi says, on Shabbat, if you have a chole and the goy cooked for him, okay, the guy needs it, Bishul Akum, whatever, it's a Drabbanan, but the guy's sick. Let's say after Shabbat, or even on Shabbat, the guy's feeling better. What's the halacha? Rabbeinu Aharon Levi says, "Hoil v'ishtere ishtere." It was made beheter because the guy needed it. Continue. The Rashba and the Ran say, "Ma pit'om." What are you talking about? How can you say that? Hare, now that he feels better, or now that Shabbat is over, even if he doesn't feel better, okay, now you can make new. Now you can make new soup without bishul akum. I'm just talking soup stum. So over there, the halacha, by the way, is like the Rashban Ran, shelo kedat ra'a, shelo kedat rama. The halacha is, it's asur mishum bishul akum, but on Shabbat, chole, you can have a goy do melacha for him. Chole, he's allowed to take medicine. The same thing, the Ramban, in a Sefer Torah Adam, the Ramban writes for Birkat HaGomim the same thing. Why? He brings a Gemara in Masichet Shabbat. The Gemara says that any time a person is nofel mishkav, if a person gets sick and he falls into bed, ki'ilu he'ailuhu lagardom lidon. He's like on the prosecutor's bench in Shamayim. That means he's being judged. If he was found guilty, he would have died. You know what he told me? If a guy went into bed because of the flu, he could have died. But what? In Shamayim, the reason why he got better is because they found him innocent. And therefore, he needs to be modeh, says the Ramban. That is cause enough to make Birkat HaGomel because he could have died. Whereas, the Rama says, lo nachon. The Rama brings from Poskei Ashkenaz. When was the last time you saw an Ashkenazi making Birkat HaGomel after the flu? Or after COVID? They don't do it. That's not their minhag. Why? Because the Rama says only for a very serious illness, makash el halal. For instance, he was, you know, an internal wound, something that was really life threatening, and he recovered from that. Okay, beseder. But otherwise, the Rama says no. So we find these kind of extreme machlokot between Maran and the Rama over here now. With regards to intercity travel, there's an interesting Or Litzion. Agon Chametzion writes in Or Litzion that even when Maran says that Minhag HaSfaradim is to make Birkat HaGomel for traveling from city to city, what was the reason Maran said that's our Minhag? Shekol HaDrachim B'Chizkat Sakana. Right? Because in those times, traveling entailed real danger. Nowadays, that's not really the case. And therefore, Chametzion writes that if you're driving on a well-traveled road, there's cars around you, whatever, regular highway, regular streets, whatever it is, you don't make Birkat HaGomel. Only if you're traveling in a desolate area, even by car, but there's no cars, you know, if you drive cross-country or on any of these interstates or whatever it is, sometimes if you're driving, you can be the only car on the road for miles. Over there, Chametzion says you make Birkat HaGomel because over there it's dangerous. You know, if you get stuck, whatever, you can be robbed and, you know, all sorts of things like that. But Stam, driving from city to city, lo al ze dibir Maran. Maran does not hold that you would make Birkat HaGomel for them. Maran Zechonu Lebracha and Chazon Ovadia vehemently disagrees with Or Litzion. He says, zelo nachon. Why? Because don't forget. Forget about the people around. Forget about, you know, in those times they had to contend with robbers and wild animals. Today, what's the biggest sakana of traveling? Accidents. Me'od mesukan. You know, there's accidents every day. Bar minan. Shemishmol. You know, it's safer to fly than to drive, statistically. Sukan. So if that's the case, Maran Zechon Bracha says, and Agon Chamitzchak writes it in Yerkut Yosef, he said it recently in the shiur also, this was the quintessential example. It's got to be 72 minutes from city to city. That's why the example they always bring is Kvish Echad in Israel, Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv. Meaning, from when you exit Yerushalayim until when you enter Tel Aviv, in general, it's about a 72-minute driving distance. Okay, there are other cities before, but from the exit to Yerushalayim until you enter the first exit of Kvish Echad turns into Kvish Ayalon. You know that, 20. So even the first exit when you go into Tel Aviv, that's about 72 minutes, even though there are other yeshuvim on the way. You know, there's Beit Shemesh, and there's Lod, the airport's on the way, you know, all the different things. But still, that's considered Bechizkat Sakana, and you'd have to make Birkat HaGomel according to Minhag HaSfaradim. How fast do you have to be driving in order to make Birkat HaGomel? Interesting shayla. So Yerkut Yosef writes, fast enough that you'd be able to be to get into an accident. Let me explain. Agon Kaf HaChaim in Siman Shutet writes that this halacha doesn't matter. It doesn't matter your method of transportation. Walking, biking, driving, flying. It has to do not with the distance, but the time you spend in transit. So now, if you're spending 72 minutes traveling, even by foot, you'd make Birkat HaGomel. Tfilat HaDerech and Birkat HaGomel. Now what happens if it's usually a 10-minute travel distance, and now there's bumper-to-bumper traffic, whatever it is, and I'm stuck in traffic for an hour and a half?
Brooklyn?
What's the halacha over there?
Nothing.
Huh? Nothing. Well, Brooklyn's a little bit... Queens to Brooklyn is all in the same city. You never exited the city. It's all...
Queens to Brooklyn is the same thing.
Two boroughs in the same city. What, they're all part of New York City.
Yeah.
Bevadai.
Is Manhattan still included in that?
Huh? Nope. Queens to Muncie is a different story. Queens to Brooklyn. What about Queens to Great Neck? Different city. It's not enough time.
If you're biking, saying, walking,
huh? If you're walking or biking, whatever it is, that's a different story.
You make the Brooklyn, you start up there and back. It's a different story.
Correct. Now, what's the matter, Mo?
In terms of what defines a city, I mean, for Zmanim, for example,
municipal.
Mm-hmm.
Municipal.
Municipal.
The municipality of the city. New York City is the five boroughs.
Yeah.
Great. I don't know if it's hard to quantify what's Great Neck. Do you go by? Do you go by the village of Great Neck? Do you go by the town of Hempstead? Do you go? 54 is it's an island. It's its own island in a bigger ocean. Anyway, we get to
open borders, open gates.
54 is like the Bahamas.
Open gates to 130.
Huh?
Open to 130.
Yeah. Anyway.
As
a one track minded. Anyway, we get to so Mikol Makom. So it's hard to quantify, but I would say the villages of Great Neck are considered all part of the same, you know, town. So that's one city. But when you go from Great Neck to Little Neck, oops, Little Neck is already Queens. Queens is New York City. It's a different story. Now over there it's different because there's always Retzik Batim. You have to be in a place where you're on the highway, not surrounded by residential Queens. How about I'm saying? Now, don't make a mistake. Anybody ever travel on the LIE? On the LIE, almost the entire LIE is flanked by, you know, houses on the service road. That's not considered residential. Residential is when the houses are right next to you. The LIE, the highway, is flanked by, you know, barriers, tall barriers, and then the houses, the residential part, is on either side. That's not considered being flanked by houses. Very similar to Kvish Echad in Israel. Kvish Echad has, you know, fields and houses and stuff like that on the side also. You know that. But it's not right there. Since it's not right there, it's not considered Betoch HaYishuv. So over there, you would still... Oh, so going back to the Shaila, if you're stuck in bumper to bumper, you can't get... Well, you'd have to be really talented to get into a real fender bender when you're stuck in traffic. You know what I'm saying? Like...
That happened. Shia Korink and I got into an accident while we were parked. Some car just rammed into us.
Well, like I said, talented. Anyway, but, you know, yeah. That's not travel. That's not really travel. The difference between walking is that you're constantly in motion. When you're stuck in traffic, so this is what the Yalkut Yosef said, if you're stuck in traffic, but it's not mamash, a parking lot. It's moving at a fast enough clip that if you got into an accident, somebody could get hurt, which I would say is probably... 10 miles an hour, you can't get hurt. 20 or 30, you can get hurt. So over there, if you kept that for the you know, 72 minutes, then be'emet you make Birkat HaGomel. Yeah, go ahead.
What if something usually takes 72 minutes, but you're driving faster, so you get it at 60?
Hello, what was it? I know I would do that. Yeah. No, it goes by the time. You would not make. You would not make, no. By your current method of travel. Yeah? You remember the Concorde? It was a plane. They used to have a Concorde from New York to London, to Heathrow. Instead of, how long is the flight to London? I think, 8? So, it used to take 3 or 4, mamash. They discontinued it. It was too expensive to whatever. They discontinued about 15 years ago. But over there, it goes by current. It used to, the Concorde used to be faster than the speed of sound. That was British Airways. British Airways and Air France used to have Concordes. Anyway, but it goes by your current method of transportation. Go ahead. No, when you leave the city. Well, if you're taking the train right out of the station, when you're taking the, I guess when you get onto the highway, yeah, community drive. Now there's a machloket. What if you're traveling by plane? When do you make tefillat ha-derech? Yeah, there's a machloket between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, even when you're on the runway, you make tefillat ha-derech, because once the thing pushes off, that's considered the beginning of your journey. No. Yeah. Let's say you're flying to Toronto. Less than an hour. Yeah. It's an hour. Pachot yotir, whatever. No. Lekul alma, yeah. You don't make. Now, because it goes by the time. But let's say you're taking an hour and a quarter, a 72-minute flight. According to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and Amende Yaakov, as soon as you're on the runway, tagid. Rav Shlomo Zalman says no. You have to wait until you take off. Huh? First, you can amend the bracha, v'tagi'enu or v'tachzirenu. There's different things that you can add in, but you make it when you start the first leg of your journey. Depends if it's overnight. First leg of your journey. You wouldn't make a gomel over there. You would make a gomel tefillat ha-derech. You would make at the first leg of your journey. Birkat ha-gomel, that's tefillat ha-derech. Birkat ha-gomel, you'd make when you arrive. Go ahead.
Let's say someone travels every single day.
Yeah.
You make one tefillat
ha-derech. So Maran Zichron Bracha discusses in Chazon Avadia. He says taxi drivers. You know, taxi drivers in Israel, they can go Yerushalayim, Tel Aviv, you know, Be'er Sheva, Haifa, you know, multiple times a day or a week, whatever. He says they should make Birkat ha-gomel once a week, b'Shabbat.
And tefillat ha-derech every day?
Yeah.
Every morning?
Yes. You can say, by the way, there's Alachan Shulchan Aruch, Maran brings down, if you know that you're going on a trip, yeah, when are you supposed to make tefillat ha-derech? If you know you're going on a trip that day. Preferably?
Shema Kolenu?
In Shacharit, in Shema Kolenu. In the tefillah, Maran Mirotim Burgnu, but that's only if you're leaving right after Shacharit. If you're planning on leaving right after Shacharit, or soon thereafter, you make it over there in your tefillah. If it's later, then you can do it on the bus or whatever, wherever you're traveling there, yeah. So it depends. It depends if you're going on the 9:30 bus or the 10:30 bus. No, be'emet. If you're going on the 9:30 bus, which means pachot yoter, right after Shacharit, you're going to grab a bite to eat and you're going to start on your journey, you should make tefillat ha-derech in the Amidah. Kedat Maran Mirotenburg, Kedat Maran. But if you're leaving later, which means there's going to be a pretty big hefsik between your tefillat Shacharit and your departure, then you should make it already when you've begun your journey. Either in Shema Kolenu or in the Yule Ratzon. I would opt to say it by the Yule Ratzon at the end. Now, it has nothing to do with Shacharit. It has to do with any tefillah. If it's Samukh L'Tefillah, I'm coming in the afternoon, later, so I'm probably going to daven Mincha and say it in Mincha right before I leave. Same idea. Go ahead. Either. I usually say it by takeoff. As soon as he starts taking off. Takeoff always scares me. I don't know why. I say Teilim. I say a few Mizmorim Teilim. You feel mamash b'yadayim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment. I can't explain it. We always should feel that way. But you feel so helpless. You know, the plane's going up. Ve'en lecha ma la'asot. Ve'en lanu al milishayim. I say Pirkei Teilim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ase kirtzoncha. Yeah, good. Last question. No. Okay. There has to be at least 72 minutes left before Baknisa La'ir. So you have to pay attention. Brachot Yikarot. The brachot that protect us. Brachot that protect us on the journey. And thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for making us get there. Torah Rabotai, see you tomorrow. Bezat Hashem. Sign up. Don't flip.